From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. The International AIDS Conference is being held this week in Durban, South Africa. It is the largest conference on HIV-related issues. A diagnosis of HIV/AIDS is no longer a death sentence. There is no cure, but improvements in treatments have made the disease manageable. But it is only manageable if those infected can get treatment. Getting tested for HIV is simple and fast. Results come in just about 5 minutes. VOA recently visited Nova Salud in Falls Church, Virginia. The organization works to reduce the risk of HIV/AIDS and other diseases passed through sex. These are called sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs. A man calling himself Rigo is also at the site. He is there to be tested. He says it is important because one never knows what is going on with their partner or partners in the past. A woman is also getting tested. She says, "For me, it's very important to do an HIV test because we take care of our family and friends. Because if you don't know, how would you know if you are infecting a loved one?" HIV/AIDS is both treatable and preventable. People who have the AIDS virus can live normal lives as long as they stay on treatment. Tom Frieden is director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says the number of AIDS cases has gone down in most parts of U.S. society.
We've seen huge decreases in heterosexual transmission, more than two-thirds, 80% reductions generally. We've seen huge decreases in injection drug use as a cause of transmission. But among young men who have sex with men, we've seen increases in HIV infection.
Rodney McCoy is program coordinator and health educator at Nova Salud. He says the numbers show that in the U.S., gay and bisexual Latino men are most at risk. He adds that there are similar trends among African Americans.
Women of childbearing age and young Black gay and bisexual men seem to be most at risk for HIV and for new cases of HIV infection. And then when we look at who progresses from HIV onto AIDS, again, Blacks and Latinos are most at risk for that.
McCoy says openly recognizing that there is a stigma connected to HIV/AIDS is an important first step.
The first thing we do is we acknowledge that there is stigma.
A stigma is a disapproving and often unfair belief that a society or group have about something. The power of stigma keeps people around the world from being tested and getting treatment. Rodney McCoy and other public health professionals say HIV testing has to become a usual part of healthcare.
If you go to the doctor to get your blood work for cholesterol, for high blood pressure, why not start including HIV and STDs?
The goal everywhere is to get to the point where 90% of those with HIV know it. 90% of the infected get treatment. And 90% of those people reduce the virus in their blood so much that it can't be found. The theory is that this will end AIDS as a global public health threat by 2030. I'm Anna Mateo.